Welcome to 100 Yards of Football. If you like the video today, please come in and share it. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. I'd like to give special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landers, for making it happen today. One more time, if you like the video, please come in and share it. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. In today's video, we're going to highlight the 2001 Miami Hurricanes national champions. When you think about college football, and you think about all the great teams of the past, and as far as I can go back, me being 63 years old, I can go all the way back, let's say, to the 64 Alabama Crimson Tide, maybe all the way back to the 67 USC Trojans with O.J. Simpson, then the 72 team that had Richard Batman Woods, Mike Ray, Lance Swann, Anthony Davis. Then in the late 70s, you had Alabama with Barry Krause, Don McNeil, Jim Bob Harris, Tommy Wilcox, Marty Lyons, E.J. Jr. Then in the mid-80s with Oklahoma, Brian Bosworth, Tony Casillas, Jamal Holloway. And then in the 90s, the Nebraska teams with Tommy Frazier, Amon Green, Lawrence Phillips. But when you talk about the greatest teams ever, and I'm going to say as far as talent-wise, it is very hard to not mention the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. And when I think about the 2001 Miami Hurricanes, I think about the 1966 Tennessee State Tigers, And I tell the story as a six-year-old. I saw that team play in 1966. Well, over a cover of 3 years, they put 24 players in the NFL. Eldridge Dickey, Claude Humphrey, Jimmy Marcellus. I don't have to go no more. But when you look at this 2001 Miami Hurricanes team, I think we really, as college football fans, don't really know how talented and how great this team really is. Think about this. They went undefeated that year. The closest games they had that year was Boston College, was 18-7, and they lost, then they won on the road against Virginia Tech 26-24. Their offense averaged 42 points a game that year. Their defense only allowed 9 points a game, and their defense scored 8 touchdowns that year. They averaged 44 points a game offensively against teams that won in their conference, Penn State, Troy, Florida State, Washington, and Nebraska. Their defense only, as I mentioned, gave up 13 touchdowns. Let me repeat that again, where their defense scored 8 touchdowns of their own. They destroyed 14-ranked Syracuse that year. They had Dwight Freeney, 59-0, and destroyed Washington, 65-7. They had Rick Neuhauser and a very good defensive tackle, Larry Tripper. Then they came back in the national championship game and easily beat Nebraska, 41-20, but they was up 34-0 at halftime, and Andre Johnson went off. He had 7 receptions in that game for 199 yards and 2 touchdowns. But I want you to listen to these stats that's crazy about that Miami Hurricanes roster of 2001. 38 draft picks. They had 6 picks they went in the first round that year. 17 first round draft picks. Let me bring that up to you again and let that really sink in your mind as a college football fan. They had 17 first round draft picks. That's unheard of, man. Phillip Buchanan with the Raiders, Mike Rump with the Niners, Jeremy Shockley with the Giants, Brian McKinley with the Minnesota Vikings, Hall of Famer Ed Reed with the Baltimore Ravens, Andre Johnson with the Houston Texans, Sean Taylor with the Washington Redskins, Ontario Roll with the Arizona Cardinals, Kellen Winslow Jr. with the Cleveland Browns, Jonathan Vimmer with the New York Jets, Jerome McDougal with the Philadelphia Eagles, DJ Williams with the Denver Broncos, Vernon Carey Sr. with the Miami Dolphins, and Vince Wilfork with the New England Patriots, Willis McGahee with the Buffalo Bills, William Joseph with the New York Giants, and Kelly Jennings with the Seattle Seahawks. 17 first-round draft picks was on that team that year. Can you believe that? 17 first-round draft picks. And as I mentioned, they had 38 players drafted overall. 13 of those players on that 2001 roster had a total of 43 total Pro Bowl appearances. 43 total Pro Bowl appearances. Then they had guys that were taken in the second round. Najee Davenport had an 8-year career. Clinton Portis was taken in the second round, ended his career with 9,923 yards rushing and 75 touchdowns. Frank Gore taken in the second round, played 16 years in the league, had over 16,000 yards. Rocky McIntosh was a Pro Bowler for 4 times. Unbelievable. And let me throw some master Frank Gore stats in his career in the NFL. He had 81 touchdowns and he averaged 4.3 yards a carry. Then their quarterback, Ken Dorsey, even though he didn't go on to an outstanding NFL career, but when you look what he did as a college football player, winning the national championship and then taking the Hurricanes back to the college football national championship game, 9,486 yards, 86 touchdowns, in a consecutive passing touchdowns and consecutive games, 31. There's been a lot of great football teams, man, that came through our college football history catalog. The Miami Hurricanes of 2001, I have to say I give them a vote on top of my list only because of this right here. 38 draft picks, 17 first round draft picks. But out of those players that was on that roster, 13 of those players were selected with the Pro Bowl and had 43 total Pro Bowl appearances. And then a Hall of Famer in Ed Reed. And it's going to be some more Hall of Famers off that roster. Andre Johnson, Vince Wilfork are going to be elected into the Hall of Fame. I guarantee it. A collection of all that talent. That was a special, special football team. And I know a lot of people across the college football history, want to say the 1995 Nebraska Cornhuskers, no question about it. There was an outstanding football team led by Tommy Frazier, Lawrence Phillips, Amon Green, Tom Osmond, the head coach. A lot of people want to talk about the 1972 USC Trojans, Sam the Bam Cunningham, Anthony Davis, Lynn Swan, Mike Ray, Richard Batman Wood. But I'm telling you, this team right here, it's at the top of the heap. The most dominating, most explosive, most talented football roster in all of college football history, the 2001 Miami Hurricanes. It's no question about it. Miami 5-0, Miami Vice, Ricardo Tubbs, Sonny Crockett, Captain Casillo, Miami. This is a special football team, man. Coached by Larry Corker. If you like the video today, please come in and share. We'll surely appreciate it here on 100 Yards of Football. Special thanks to my producer, Mr. Logan Landis, for making it happen today. Like the great Phil Collins, tonight, 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 oh, the Miami Hurricanes of 2001, the greatest football team ever. I'm your host, Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed here on 100 Yards of Football.